This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. We are ready to go here on this Tuesday, February 11th. Thank you guys so much for joining us. It's back to chilly this morning. Yeah. I was like so excited because yesterday was really nice, but this morning I was like, oh my gosh, I got to turn my seat warmer on again because I'm freezing.
I'm jealous. I used to have seat warmers in my old car, and my new car, well, it's not new, but this car I have does not have seat warmers, and I miss those things.
Oh man, that is a nice little perk. I will say that for sure. I never use them as much as I use them here. I mean, I guess I haven't lived anywhere else where I had them. When I lived in Colorado, I definitely did not have them.
Did they have seat warmers back in the day?
I don't think they did. Not when I first started driving back in Colorado. So yeah, it was. It's definitely a nice little luxury, a little perk to have on the car.
I want you to guess what I got. Something that us Las Vegans don't use very often is what I had to buy this week.
Oh gosh, I have no clue.
Has to do with the weather that's coming up at the end of the week.
An umbrella?
Yes! I had to buy an umbrella. I had to buy two umbrellas, actually, and it's because we're doing a trip to Baltimore, and that weather is, I mean, the winter storm over there. My friend's like, you should bring umbrellas. I was like, we don't have umbrellas here.
Did you find some?
I bought some on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, just buy them there. Is that way you don't have to carry them with you the whole time, you know?
Think about that.
But then again, watch it be raining at the airport, and you have no umbrella because you haven't made it to the store. Yeah, so that could be a bad thing. So are you guys going just to see your friend, or do you have anything fun planned when you go out there?
So with the weather, we're just kind of going with the flow, because at first we were going to like go by the Chesapeake Bay, and just walk around. I think the Inner Harbor is what they call it. And that might change because of the weather. So I was like, just take us around where you live, We don't want you guys to be driving all over Maryland. Just where you are, we're cool grabbing a couple drinks on Friday night and Saturday night. But, you know, don't worry about us. We're cool. We just want to be around your company.
Oh, I totally forgot. It's a 3-day weekend for some people. So yes. President's Day, a lot of people have Monday off. So that's nice. I was talking to my daughter about it because she had yesterday off. She has next Monday off. I think she has another random day off this month. And she's like, yeah, we hardly go to school this month in February. She's like, we have a lot of random days off this month, which is a nice change from the 3-year long January that just never wanted to end.
No kidding. It's already half of February. And I'm like, where did the month go?
I know. I love that. So before you know it, it'll be March and then it'll be spring break. And then, yeah, it's just I keep making like milestones like, okay, then spring break comes and then we're just around the corner from Memorial Day. And then once Memorial Day here, it's basically summer. So and then once it's summer, I mean, school's going to start and then it's Christmas.
And then they get out of school earlier. Yeah. Is that right?
At the end of May, they get away. I think they get or they go on vacation like the Friday before Memorial Day. So yeah,
wow.
It's really, I remember I used to go to school until like the first week of June.
Same.
So it's kind of like, wait, what's going on here?
I went to year round school. So we started our school in July. So think about our summers were from the first week of that first Friday of June was our last day of school. And then the third week of July, we had to go back to school. So summers were like a blink of an eye in my case. It was weird.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, it kind of was.
Horrible. All right. Well, we've got a lot to get to on the show today. We've got your tickets to check out Kelly Clarkson. She just announced last week that brand new residency, it's going to be over at the Coliseum at Caesars. And we've got your tickets to check out the studio sessions at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. We'll have an early edition of Heads Up for you for Chelsea Handler tickets and so much more. So let's do it. Let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear the Macarena from Los Del Rio? Do you want to hear Where My Girl's At by 702? Do you want to hear Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can do it a couple of ways. You can vote on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page. It's super easy. It's right there, Mercedes in the Morning. Or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're gonna want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what is your most memorable birthday and why? My kid celebrated a milestone birthday over the weekend and someone did something for her that left her in tears. We'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in and Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mercedes in the Morning. So we were talking so much about the big game yesterday that I didn't really get a chance to bring this up. But over the weekend, my daughter, my oldest daughter, she celebrated a milestone birthday. I can't believe I'm saying this. She turned 21 years old.
Yes!
I couldn't believe it. I was just like in disbelief the whole day. Like, has it really come down to this? How in the world do I have a kid that is 21 years old? She's not a kid. She is an adult now. Like, this is wild. It was really one of those like self-reflection days and just loving on her and stuff. And so I asked her, I'm like, do you want to like, like go out and like invite some of your friends and like go party and do shots and all that stuff. And she's like, no, this is just not her personality at all. And she's like, there's only two things I want to do. And I was like, name it. What is it? And she's like, I want to go to a really nice dinner. And I was like, done. And she said, and I want to try gambling. I was like, oh, no.
Would you prefer the drinking or would you prefer the gambling?
I don't know. That's really a toss up. So I was like, OK, so we went out to dinner and we had a really nice time. And we were talking to one of our friends that works at the restaurant. And we were telling him about how all she wanted to do was come eat dinner there and that she wants to go try gambling after this. And he said, first one's on me, kid. He reaches into his pocket, pulls out a $100 bill, and he goes, you go make some money with this. And she's just holding this, looking down at it and looking at him. And I go, oh, no, 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 no. She can't take that. She, of course, takes it. She's holding it.
She's like, thanks, man.
And she just, her eyes start watering. And I was like, oh, don't cry. And he's like, you go up there. You find a way to make some money with that. And he goes, and you enjoy your 21st birthday. And she's bawling. She's just like, I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, I can't believe someone would do something like that for me. Oh, my gosh. And she was so emotional about it. It was so sweet. She'll never forget that gesture on her 21st birthday.
Well, usually people don't remember their 21st birthday. So that's actually really awesome to hear. But also I'm thinking, about Sophie and her personality, I can see her being a very smart gambler. She is a very smart girl and she just is very analytical and she really studies the game of anything.
Well, that's exactly what we did. So we went up and I was like, what do you want to play? And she goes, I want to go to the sports book. And I'm like, what? I don't know anything about the sports book. And she's like, I want to make bets on the Super Bowl. And so we go down there. It's just she and I, because Matt's back with Brooklyn, who's not 21. She can't go into the casino. And she's going through and she's writing down all her bets like she's done this all her life. I'm like, where's the Gatorade one? And she's like, that's not legal. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, so she knows more than you now.
Yeah. So we go up to the counter and we talk to the guy. I'm like, I'm sorry if I asked too many questions. I've never done this before. And my daughter just turned 21. He's like, happy birthday. So she gives him the $100 bill. She has all her bets lined up and he's like, these are really good bets. He's like, all right, let's do this. He's getting her tickets for her and she ended up winning on quite a few of them. And they weren't just like to win. It was like, you know, so and so is going to score how many times and these two wide receivers are going to make catches for over 10 yards and blah blah blah. And I'm just like, what? How did you learn that?
Okay, but did she bet on the Eagles winning?
She didn't bet on that one. She bet on, like I said,
like those, the little things.
Yeah, but she they were really good bets. She ended up making some money. It's crazy.
Good for you, though.
Jennifer, good morning. Do you remember your some sort of milestone birthday?
I turned 29 on January 29th, and I bought Enrique Iglesias tickets in Puerto Rico. It was the beginning of his tour. And during the meet and greet that I bought, I found out what hotel he was staying at.
Oh, no.
And after the show, I went there and hung out, and him and Pitbull left to the club, and I hung out with his band, and they made like a little cake at the bar and sang happy birthday to me.
What?
Out of whipped cream and put like a candle, and then Pitbull and Enrique came back, and I have like the greatest picture of me and Enrique.
Oh my gosh, you will never forget that birthday. That beats a $100 bill any day.
Yeah, for sure.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. It's February 11th. Thank you guys so much for being here. Just saw this morning. We'll talk more about it later in the Hot 3. The big game on Sunday was the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
Wow.
Yeah, the most. It takes a crown from last year's big game as the second most watched TV program after the Apollo moon landing. So
really?
Yeah, it was huge. A lot of people still talking about the game and the reactions, the halftime show. It's just so funny to me that I feel like flare jeans are going to make a comeback now thanks to Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, I agree. And this is what was happening yesterday. I was getting my hair done at the salon. They were talking about the halftime performance. And the thing that got brought up that was the talk of the salon was Kendrick's bootcut jeans.
I remember making a comment about those jeans because we're watching the performance and I have jeans just like that. In fact, I'm wearing them today now that I'm looking at them. I've been rocking the bootcut for a couple of months now.
Wait, so have I, because we have very similar bootcut jeans. Are you wearing the ones that I think you're wearing that are like flared out blue denim?
Yeah, they're like a light wash. Okay, so the name of them is Skinny Kick. So they're a little more fitted up top, but then at the bottom, they kick out a little. I wouldn't say they're flared. They're not super flared.
True.
But they're a little wider. And I like them because I do wear a lot of baggy jeans. But sometimes when I'm looking for a more like put together silhouette, I go with my Skinny Kicks. And so when we saw the performance, I go, oh my gosh, she's wearing my jeans. And everyone started laughing. But now I'm like, what? Wait, were we ahead of the fashion trend on this one, Steph?
I think so. And then Kendrick's just now, he's hopping on it. No, but I also think it makes your butt look good. The jeans make your butt
you
look good.
You need a little bit of, like, I wouldn't say tightness, but just form-fitting up top, you know?
So I was like, wow, Kendrick's butt looks good in those jeans.
I am not mad about the flares coming back. I like it better than the skinny jeans making a comeback, which I know they are also doing, but it's just so funny to see some of the reactions. Someone wrote, can't believe Kendrick did all that in the most Hannah Montana looking bootcut jeans I've seen in years.
Hannah Montana looking weight I've ever seen in years.
I was dying. Well, if you are wondering, you know, what are those jeans? They are made by the designer Celine. They're probably out of a lot of our price range. I think I want to say they were like $800 or something like that. But yeah, the flare jeans making the comeback, guys. I'm telling you, if you want the same look for a not expensive price, go with the Skinny Kicks from American Eagle. You heard it here first.
And he's going to say Drake, these jeans not like us.
I mean, oh my gosh. So much coming up on the show today. You guys have been calling. Yes, we have them. Kelly Clarkson tickets, 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. Also, we are up to, I can't believe this, a $600 diamond pending courtesy of Michael Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers for Beat Mercedes coming up this morning right around 7 o'clock. Be listening for that. But on the way next, we have what's trending, a plane crash yesterday that Motley Crue frontman Vince Neil, it involved his plane. We'll talk to you about it, tell you all the details coming up next in what's trending.
Are you guys ready?
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Scary situation in Arizona. Vince Neil is trending this morning. A plane owned by the Motley Crue frontman crashed into another aircraft on a runway at Scottsdale Municipal Airport. Vince Neil was not on it, but his girlfriend and her friend were. There was one fatality. It wasn't either one of them. They're saying it was one of the pilots. It was a Learjet 35A. It was landing when it crashed into a Gulfstream 200 business jet yesterday afternoon. Airport officials say that the preliminary investigation appears to show that the left main landing gear failed as the plane was landing, which caused the collision. His girlfriend, Rain, she suffered 5 broken ribs. She and the friend she was traveling with, they were both hospitalized. The dogs they were traveling with also survived. There's no word on the identity of the deceased, which plane he or she was on. Vince's management says the band is brainstorming ideas to help the victims' families.
You can't help but wonder what's going on in the aviation world with everything going on in the news. But I also, because we've talked about this, it's like, I don't want to have this fear of flying. I don't want to have this flying. But it's hard not to with everything going on.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just be careful about, you know, freaking out too much on, this was the landing gear. This didn't have anything to do with like flights and in midair collisions or anything. But yeah, I get that. I mean, I recently canceled a flight because I was just like, you know what? I just don't want to deal with the whole flying situation right now. It seems like there's some issues that need to be worked out. So we ended up driving. But I know his girlfriend. I know her. And I was going to text her last night just to check on her. But I was like, is this a bad time? Just all of a sudden out of the blue, haven't texted her in a couple of years. Hey, how are you? You know, but yeah, it's a scary situation because they both used to live here. She used to work, Vince Neil's girlfriend, Rain, she used to work at the salon that I used to get my hair done at. And she and I started becoming friends. She is a makeup artist. She had her own line of makeup and she would always do like my makeup for events and stuff like that. So it's just a super, super kind person, like seriously the biggest heart ever. And so when I saw this story, my heart just dropped into my stomach and I'm so glad she's okay. I'm so sad that someone has died in this accident. That's just being involved in it has got to be really traumatic.
I think it's different when it's a celebrity that you don't know and then it's a celebrity that you do know. I think that you reaching out would mean a lot to her, even if you're not expecting a response.
Right.
Just seeing it, maybe it might make her feel like, oh, wow, thank you, Mercedes, for thinking of me.
Just, yeah, to know that you're on someone's mind. Mm-hmm. And so we are sending them all the love this morning. And that is what's trending. All right, it is time to win. Let's get you a pair of tickets right now to check out Chelsea Handler. It's Chelsea at the Chelsea, the Las Vegas residency happening at the Cosmopolitan. These tickets are for July 5th, and you're going when you win heads up. You just have to pick your category and get six answers in 60 seconds. Simple as that. You know you can do it. So caller 20, you are in right now to play heads up for these tickets. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, we have our contestant. It is Christy. Christy, you are in for Heads Up. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are great. We have these Chelsea Handler tickets, Chelsea at the Chelsea for you. Pick a category. Do you want to go with I Love You, Rainstorm, Birds of a Feather, or First Kiss?
Let's go with I Love You.
I Love You. Valentine's Day is Friday, so these are all things that are associated with Valentine's Day, okay?
Okay.
Let's do this. All we need to do is get six and we are in.
Yes. And Christy and Mercedes, you got this. Take a deep breath because your 60 seconds starts now.
This is what beats in your chest.
Your heart.
Yes. You might get a Hallmark one of these to give to someone.
A card.
Yes. This is the baby in a diaper that shoots an arrow at you.
Cupid.
Yes. This is a sweet treat that a lot of people like to get for Valentine's.
Chocolate.
Yes. This is you and I are going to go out to dinner. We're going to go on a
date.
Yes. This is I'm going to pass on that one. If you really like someone but they don't know it yet, you might have one of these on them.
A crush.
Yes.
Yay, woohoo.
Nice. Christy, job. You're all about the love, girl. Congratulations.
And we love you.
And we have those tickets for you to see Chelsea Handler, Chelsea at the Chelsea, the Las Vegas residency over at the Cosmopolitan on July 5th. Have an amazing time, Chelsea. And the winning, it continues. Coming up in less than a half hour, your chance to win a $600 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers with Beat Mercedes. It's all on the way. It's Mix 94.1. That song sounds familiar. Yes, that is Alphaville along with David Guetta and Ava Max, Forever Young. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. You have to be really careful about what you do because you never know who is watching, whether it is a kid, an animal. Next thing you know, you're cursing up a storm and then your kid's cursing up a storm and you're like, wait, where did they learn that from? Oh, it was me.
And this dog is actually going viral because of what his owner does and it triggers his action. And basically, when you hear this sound, some gamers might know this sound, but here's what this sound sounds like that triggers the dog. Can you hear that sound?
Yeah. That's an Xbox.
Yes, when that Xbox turns off, I never knew this, but that's what it sounds like when an Xbox turns off. This dog, when he hears that Xbox sound, he knows it's time for bed.
That's like it's like Pavlov's theory with the bell. Have you heard of that before with Pavlov? When you ring a bell, then the dog was like signaled, it's time to eat. Bell, eat. And now for this cute little dog, it's Xbox sleep, Xbox sleep. It's a learned behavior.
It's so funny. So this owner made a compilation video of every time she or he turns off the Xbox, the dog will get up, shake, jump off the couch and go to the room. It's the funniest thing.
Have you had like a dog or even, I hate to like say a dog or a child, but seriously, they're the ones that learn the most from our behaviors. But have you had them learn something just because of a sound or they see something and they know it's time for something? 702-364-9400. Don, you have something with your dog. What is it?
Yes, my dog, she knows that when we pull out our suitcases, we are about to go on vacation, and she actually gets quite upset and starts crying.
Oh, our dogs used to do the same thing. They would actually go sit in the suitcase, like, so we couldn't pack. It was the saddest thing. We would wait till the last minute to bring out the suitcases because we didn't want them to get upset.
Oh, that makes me sad.
It was so sad.
I think for Momo, when I think about him, his trigger is the kettle. So when I put on a hot water and I put it on the kettle and I start it, when he hears the kettle turn off, he knows that it's time to go to the office and work. And I'm like, what? Why does he get and stand by the office door when the kettle goes off? And it's because he knows when I'm about to make my tea that I'm going to go into the office and start working. So I'm like, wow, Momo is such a smart dog.
They really are so smart. I feel like sometimes we don't give dogs the credit that they deserve because they pick up on things that it's crazy. And just back on the kid thing too, we just got a text here that says, as far as kids learning what they see, I've noticed that anytime I get bills in the mail, I would start saying, ugh, bills. So now when we go to the mailbox and my kid grabs the mail, they say, oh, bills, every time we get filled. And it's true. I mean, they mimic your behavior.
I'm thinking about my nephews when they were growing up. I think what they learned from our dog was the funniest thing. So my nephews were crawling and they'd be on all fours and all randomly they would lift a leg up.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Would they go and try to drink the water out of the dog bowl or anything like that?
I know of some babies that have done that.
I've seen babies do that before. This text says, when I put my jacket and hat on, my dog automatically thinks that it's time to go for a ride. He starts pacing and crying around the house. This one says, my dog did the same, but he was a wild man. He would hear the sound of the TV going off. He would go to the sliding door to be let out. Then he would do a U-turn. We'd let him back in and he'd run upstairs. We'd go upstairs and get ready for bed. 5 minutes into bed, he decided he had to go pee so he could run downstairs and bark to be left out. Told you he was a wild man. It's so true. These dogs, they are so hilarious. I love this dog that's going viral. It just shows. I wish other dogs could watch this so they could say, oh, we should be going up at bedtime when we hear a certain noise. Let's do it. Like it should be used in a behavioral training video or something.
Now I'm going to learn how to teach Momo. When you hear the Xbox sound, time for bed.
Yeah. Well, you got to start playing Xbox. Do you guys have Xbox?
Oh, no, we don't.
Teach them the PlayStation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen.
Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's how that'll work.
I'll do that one.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. So let me see here. This morning, let's talk about that weird thing that was in the sky last night. Did anyone see it? It was a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launch that took place just after 6 o'clock last night. A lot of people were freaking out. Like, what is happening right now? The launch took place at Vandenberg Air Force Base in Santa Barbara County, California, but it could be seen clear as day in the night sky. The bright sight left a lot of people wondering what that could be. There you go. It was just SpaceX Falcon 9.
So, no aliens.
But I kept seeing people posting pictures of it. I went outside and looked. I couldn't see it from where I was, but I was like, oh, the aliens, they have finally arrived. I was convinced this was it. We're finally going to meet them. They finally decided to come out and introduce themselves.
Okay, let's say that happens. Hi, Mercedes. We come in peace. Like, what would you do?
I would be very cautious, but I still would try to... not necessarily do what they say, but just be receptive to what is said. So I don't come across as a threat in any way. That's the last thing I want to do.
I could totally see you being best friends with an alien.
I would try to at least be friendly. I mean, we'd have to get to know each other, say our common interests before we decide to be best
friends.
What if
friends, they're BTS fans?
Oh, they love them. You're an instant friend if that's what I found out. This is kind of cool news. I don't know if you heard about this. You know, the Uncommons, they are getting ready to reopen that former Sundry space, that food hall concept. It had closed down, but now it's back with a new concept, and it's Sticks Asia, which is a popular Hawaiian food hall in Waikiki. It's going to move into that food hall space in 2026. So Sticks Asia at Uncommons, it's going to take over that 18,000 square foot dining space, 12 new vendors serving Asian street food, and they'll join a bunch of other restaurants that are on deck for the Uncommons. They have Blue Bottle Coffee, Rare Society, stuff like that. The food hall opening follows the restaurant Zippy's that opened. That it just, I feel like all of the Hawaiian restaurants do very well here, obviously. Mm-hmm. Kind of cements our status as the Ninth Island, but that should be cool. I was not familiar with that food hall in Waikiki.
I've never been to it, but my friends that live in Hawaii are so they go there and they bring all of our friends there whenever they visit.
Oh, nice.
So when I heard about this, I said, oh my gosh, when is it going to open? Darn it, not till next year.
Yeah, well, it'll be here before you know it, hopefully.
And we're so blessed here in Las Vegas. Like, we have the best food. I was talking to a friend who's moving to New Hampshire. No offense to people from New Hampshire.
Oh, man. I just taste mayonnaise in my mouth. Would you say that?
See what I mean?
Mayonnaise.
Why mayonnaise?
I don't know. Just like, oh, I don't know. And salt and pepper.
That's Why do it. I taste broccoli when I think of New Hampshire?
Oh, boy. No offense to anyone from New Hampshire, but it just doesn't like strike me as the culinary food scene, you know?
No, absolutely. And that's why it's like, well, one, I think she might be bored unless you really love nature. And two, where are you going to get like great food places? And she goes, I don't know. I'm just going to go to New Hampshire because my parents are moving there.
Drive to New York or something
or
like
Boston,
that.
Yeah.
So finally this morning, Valentine's Day is Friday. And you'd think by now everyone would have plans if you celebrate. If not, good luck. But in a new poll, 39% of Americans say they plan to celebrate Valentine's Day this year. 45% of people say they don't plan to celebrate, and the rest are just not sure. Men are more likely to say they are celebrating, and younger adults are more likely to say they aren't. They aren't sure if they even have a Valentine this weekend. Another survey asked people what they plan to do for Valentine's Day. And the most popular response is one I love, is just doing something special at home. That could be dinner or something else. Mm-hmm. The second most popular answer is going to a restaurant or bar. But like at this point, good luck finding a reservation.
And
right?
Valentine's Day is on a Friday this year.
It's
so imagine.
Nuts.
Well, we are not celebrating this year, although we are big celebrators of Valentine's Day in the past, just because we're going to go out of town. So I was expecting not to celebrate Valentine's Day. So James, on Friday, he come home from work with a bouquet of flowers.
Aww.
And my favorite candy, Hi-Chews. Have you ever had Hi-Chews before?
Oh, my husband loves those. That's like his favorite candy. He loves those things.
So I was surprised by James, even though we're not celebrating. But what about you guys? Are you celebrating Valentine's Day?
No, I mean, not really. So I mean, my husband celebrates every holiday. Like, it is the biggest holiday ever. So he already has my Valentine's Day gift all wrapped. It's sitting out there. What do I have? Nothing. Not for lack of trying. I've ordered something. It just hasn't shipped yet. And I'm like, is this going to even be here by Valentine's Day? He goes all out. And honestly, it makes me feel a little guilty to the point where I'm starting to not love holidays, because I just feel like I can't give him what he gives me. And it makes me sad because he deserves it. And so I told him, I was like, I don't know if your gift is going to be here in time. And of course, he's like, don't worry about it. It's totally fine. Meanwhile, there's this big gift bag sitting by the fireplace with a cute little squishmallow on top of it. Oh. That's a heart. I'm like, oh, man, I am the worst wife ever.
What's your backup? You got to have a backup for something. You have a couple days. Think about it. I know he loves shoes. Get him a sneaker keychain.
Well, yeah, I could get it because that's what I got. I got him a pair of shoes, but they're not here yet. And so I'm just like, I don't know if, I mean, he would probably love the keychain. I don't know. Maybe I'll go with the Hi-Chews.
The Hi-Chews, do it.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, Anya, you are up to bat. How you doing this morning?
Uh-oh, I think Stacy is number 7. I'm sorry, Anya. I'm sorry, Anya. Let's see if we need you as backup, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we pick the wrong one?
Yeah, that was on me.
Okay.
Sorry, Anya. 1 second. Let's see if we need you as backup. Okay. But let's go to line 7.
Stacy, good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Are you ready to do this? It's time for Beat Mercedes. You're caller 20. Are you? How are you feeling this morning?
A little nervous now.
Oh, don't be nervous. You got this. You got this. I'm telling you, they've been picking harder songs. It's been more difficult for me. And a $600 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers, could be yours. You just got to guess the song as quickly as possible. Okay, Stacey?
Okay.
Okay, you got this. I'm going to leave the studio. Call me when it's time to come back in, and good luck.
Bye, Mercedes. Okay, she's taking off her headphones. I'm turning off her mic. Stacey, don't be nervous. We talked before we went on the air, and we got this as a team, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what are you doing right now? Where are you headed to?
I'm on my way to school.
Do you want to shout out your school?
I work at Rundle. Go Cardinals!
Yeah, go Cardinals! Okay, Stacey, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. Once you say got it, within 5 seconds, I need you to give me something so there's no hemming and hawing, okay, Stacey?
Okay.
Okay, so the next sound that you hear is the game, and the song, it starts now.
She paints her nails and she don't know.
Oh my god.
She's got a best friend on the phone.
Okay, that's 20 seconds. What you got? Give me a guess.
I know it's Green Day, but
okay,
I don't know what song.
Green Day is your guess, and then no title?
I don't know.
No, that's all good. Okay, I'm going to bring Mercedes in. 1 second, Stacey. Mercedes is coming in. Let's see how she does with the game. She's walking in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hold on.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
all
I
right.
can hear.
You can hear me?
No, I cannot. What's going on? Hello?
Hello.
You're really low. I can hear you, but barely. Okay, got
beep
you.
Bop, beep, bop.
Got you, got you. Okay.
All right. So, you know how the game works? The next sound that you hear is the game, and it starts now.
Oh. Oh, my God. Got it.
Okay, what you got?
Flavor of the Week. What's the name of the band? American Hi-Fi?
Okay.
I think. Gosh, that's a...
Confidence. What is it?
American Hi-Fi and Flavor of the Week.
Mm. All right, Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 16.1 seconds, and you are correct.
I am correct.
Flavor of the Week by American Hi-Fi.
Wow, you guys really are digging now. My gosh.
Stacey. She went the full 20 and didn't know.
That's a hard song. I'm sorry, Stacey. That is I don't even know how I got that. I almost said All American Rejects, but I knew it wasn't them.
She thought it was Green Day, but no, you're right. Flavor of the Week by American Hi-Fi.
Oh my gosh. I think this was probably one of the hardest songs so far. My gosh, you guys are real. You really want me to lose. The problem is we got to make sure that everyone else can get it.
I know.
That was a tough one. Well, the good news is, our diamond pendant just got bigger, $625. And here's American Hi-Fi now. It's Mix 94.1.
She paints her nails and she don't know. He's got her best friend on the phone. She'll wash her hair.
So last night, there's a light streaming across the sky, and I thought the aliens are finally here. They're finally here. We're finally going to have contact with them. It's about time. You guys were all posting pictures. I went outside, and I think by the time I went out to look, it was gone. But I saw the pictures, and I was just waiting to get some sort of emergency alert, like aliens have landed. And it turns out it was just a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launch. Darn it. Darn it. I mean, mean, it launched out of Vandenberg Air Force Base in Santa Barbara County, but it could be seen in Las Vegas. And a lot of people were actually freaking out, like, what is this? We obviously got an explanation as to what it was. But at first, you know, we're seeing this thing in the sky that no one can explain. What is it? Have you ever seen or heard something that to this day you cannot explain? 702-364-9400. I'll tell you about what happened to me when I first moved to Las Vegas, and it still kind of freaks me out a little bit, but I guess I moved on. But first, let's talk to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, what did you see or hear that you can't explain?
Well, I have to tell you, so I guess it was about 3 months ago. I was sitting on the couch. How about now?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. I was sitting on my couch and watching a movie, and all of a sudden I heard whispering upstairs, and I was home by myself, and all of a sudden I paused the TV, and this voice right by my ear went, "Seize the day, boys." And
what?
Freaked me out. So I get up, I run around the house. There's no TV on it except I was watching, and I go sit back down, and I
there goes the ghost. The ghost has taken over, Jeff.
Yes.
What happened, Jeff?
So I'm watching TV again. I hear the whispering. After about 3 minutes, I hit pause, and then it says, "Be strong now."
Oh no my way. God!
And then about 12 seconds goes by, and then it says, "Oh, Captain, my Captain."
You are watching Dead Poets Society.
No, that's what it's from. That's what my dad said. I sent a video to my parents. My dad said, that's actually a poem about Abraham Lincoln, and it's from the Dead Poets Society. I've never seen that movie, but it was so freaky.
All of those lines are like, seize the day. Someone was watching it, like, near you. It had to be. It sounds just like it.
No. I live in a house. It's not an apartment. And then 2 weeks later, I'm letting my dogs outside. And it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sitting on the couch downstairs, and the whisper happens again, right in my ear, and it goes,
"Jeff,
I love you."
Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out. I have goosebumps, Jeff. Like, I don't know. Maybe your ghost is obsessed with that movie or something.
No kidding.
I had just moved to Vegas. This was when our radio station was on Sahara and Rainbow. It was a while back, and I still think about this to this day, because I just don't know. I kind of chalked it up to just me, like, having a moment where I was, I don't know, going crazy or what. But there was a 7-Eleven at Sahara and Rainbow. And I remember it was after work, and I was like, I'm going to go get something to drink. So I go to that 7-Eleven, and I go in there, and I'm at the place, the area with the big gulps, and I'm making my big gulp. And I think I had a bad day or something. So it must have been, like, written on my face. I just was, like, sad or something. And this old lady, well, I wouldn't say old lady, older lady, she stands right next to me, and she is, like, right next to me. So I turn and look at her, and she says, "It will get better. Don't lose faith." And I was just so caught off guard. I kind of was like, I just smiled and I said, "Thanks." I didn't know, like, and then I was thinking, like, wow, does my face look weird? Like, what's going on? So I was still kind of shocked by all of it. And I went to pay, and I turned around, and I was like, I'm going to just tell her thank you again. Like, that was nice. You know, she doesn't know me. And I turned around, and she's not there.
What?
And I'm just, like, looking around the store, and I'm the only one in there. And I asked the cashier, I was like, where was that older lady that was in here? And he just kind of looked at me like I was crazy. And he said, "I think you're the only one that's been in here for, like, the last 10 minutes.
No.
And I was like, wait, no, there was a lady that I didn't tell him this, but I was like, I know she said it will get better. Don't lose faith. Like, I know she was standing right next to me. Why would a ghost follow me into a 7-Eleven while I'm getting a big gulp? Like, come on.
Hey, I think that's your guardian angel.
I don't know, but it freaked me out. And I still think about it to this day. Mimi, have you ever seen something that you just can't explain?
Oh, I can barely hear you over the Twilight music. Oh.
Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Okay, tell us what you saw.
Okay, so I was about 12, and I was staying at my grandmother's house, and I was looking out of the window into the screened-in porch area, and as I was looking out, I saw about four faces looking back in at me.
No way.
And when my brother and my aunt and I ran around to go to see who was in that screened-in porch, there was no one out there.
What the heck?
How did you explain the faces? Were they older looking? Did they look from like another era or what?
Yes, they were older. I was about 12, so they might have been about the same age as maybe my parents, so probably about 30, maybe.
Maybe they were related to the Big Gulp old lady, too.
No way!
I don't know. You guys, now, are we sure it was SpaceX last night? Let's be so for real right now.
We come in peace.
It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Krishna, you are caller 20.
Yeah. Woo!
Are you ready to take on the Mega Minute?
As ready as I'm going to get.
Okay, I think you got this. I really think you're going to win today. You have 60 seconds. We've got 10 questions here. You got to answer them all correct in that time. I looked over the questions ahead of time, even though I'm probably not supposed to. And I was like, ooh, I think that someone is going to win today. So I am sending you all the good luck, Krishna.
Oh, thank you.
Krishna, you got this. If you're struggling with the clue, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which singer is known for their hits Moment Like This and Behind These Hazel Eyes?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes. What two colors make purple?
Red and blue.
Yes. What type of animal is Bambi?
A deer.
Yes. Ariana Grande got her start on what kids' TV network?
The Disney Channel?
No. Luka Doncic.
Nickelodeon?
Yes, that is correct. Luka Doncic just got traded to which NBA team?
Pass.
What singer's real name is Robin Fenty?
Oh, pass.
What currency is used in Mexico?
Peso.
Yes. How many wheels does a tricycle have?
Three.
Yes. What kind of bear can you find in the North Pole?
Polar.
Yes. Who was the 16th president of the United States?
I have no idea, Pat.
Luka Doncic just got traded to which NBA team?
Dang it. The Lakers.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. What singer's real name is Robin? You were so close. You made it through all 10. Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough. Let's go over the ones that you had to skip. There was two of them. The singer's real name, that is Robin Fenty. That's Rihanna. Rihanna's real name is Robin Fenty. And the 16th president of the United States is Honest Abe. Abraham Lincoln.
No!
Krishna, I'm so sorry. I thought we had it. I really did. So, you know, some of those are tougher than others.
I think if you got 5 more seconds with Krishna, she would have got it.
She would have figured it out, I think. Absolutely. But it is called the Mega Minute for that very reason. Only 60 seconds, and that means caller 20 right now. You're going to get these tickets. Two of them to check out Kelly Clarkson, Studio Sessions, the Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum on July 25th. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Sunday's Super Bowl was the most watched Super Bowl of all time, and it takes a crown from last year's big game as the second most watched TV program after the Apollo moon landing. Super Bowl 59 attracted 126 million viewers across Fox, Fox Deportes, Tubi, Telemundo, NFL digital properties. The Eagles-Chiefs battle was the third consecutive record-setting Super Bowl.
Honestly, I don't know why that surprises me as the most viewership ever, because I felt like you were talking about the prices for people to buy and watch the game, it was low, right? Didn't you say that it was?
It wasn't low. It went down.
It went down.
But they were still expensive.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's 6,000 compared to 4,000.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, I think just from like my friend group, it didn't seem like they were really hyped about the game. And then it's like, oh, another matchup, Chiefs and Eagles. It's just, it didn't seem like the hype was there for me. So that kind of surprised me.
Well, yeah, I agree. The hype wasn't there, but I think we still watched, right?
True.
Like we all still watched. Like I was kind of like, who cares? But then here I was sitting on my couch watching a game I don't care about, watching commercials that I was disappointed in and freaked out by, especially the Flesh Hat Cowboy commercial, whatever that was. That just really rubbed me the wrong way.
Wait, which commercial is that?
I don't remember what it was for, but there was this commercial where this person's hat was a cowboy hat made out of flesh. Like it was all in one. Did anyone else see that commercial? Let me see here.
Cowboy hat made with flesh? That sounds weird.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and it really freaked me out. It was Tubi. It was a Tubi commercial.
Oh my gosh, this one.
That was so disturbing. I was just like, what are we watching? At that point, I'm like, you know, the commercials, they get a 2 out of 10 for me this year. They were just not great.
I remembered this commercial, but guess what? The marketing is smart. You're going to remember Tubi.
That's the one I remembered, was the flesh hat. Of all the commercials, that's the one I remember.
Stuck out.
Also this morning, so Beyonce, she has expanded her Cowboy Carter tour. The tour was first announced earlier this month with only a few cities named, though a lot of the cities have multiple performance dates. The first round of cities includes shows in LA, Chicago, New York, London, Paris, Houston, Atlanta, DC, and here in Vegas. Now, new dates have been announced. No new cities yet. They added more performances in Chicago, in London, in Paris, and Atlanta. Still no word on dates or a venue for Las Vegas. Just still anxiously awaiting for that. And I believe some of the tickets go on sale today.
Yep.
And so people, they're really stressed out. They're freaking out.
Freaking out, my group chat. Well, this is the thing. I've promised James that I will not go at another city for Beyonce just because we spent so much money last year on weddings, right? Mm-hmm. So we came to an agreement. He goes, let's wait for the Vegas dates to drop for you to go to Beyonce. And I am freaking out because my anxiety is through the roof with my Beyonce group chat because all of my friends are either going to LA or Chicago or a New Jersey one. And I'm just left alone just reading all their texts. And they're like, oh, my God, I got the pre-sale code. Oh, my God, I got this. So
that's stressful. There's another show that goes on sale today. If you're a BTS fan, the J-Hope tickets for LA go on sale this afternoon. And so I'm working. I'm going to be at the TV station at 3:00 when they go on sale. So I'm freaking out. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to buy them. So I've tasked my husband with trying to get them. I gave him my code. I'm like, you have to get me these tickets. You have to. So I'm going to be on the television, literally freaking out, like, please.
Get me through this segment.
Oh my gosh. I'm so nervous
for
these
Matt.
Tickets. I know. He's got so much pressure on him to get these tickets.
Is he getting 4 tickets or 2 tickets?
Just 2, because my youngest daughter and him, they have something going on in town this weekend, so they can't go. So it'll be me and my oldest daughter going to that show. So I'm just really crossing my fingers.
You go, okay, let me know how that goes, and then once Beyonce comes out with her Vegas dates, I'll let you know how that goes.
We'll have a ticket update tomorrow for sure. All right, finally this morning, it looks like it's going to happen. The president says he has directed the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies because they cost more than a penny to produce.
No.
He says for far too long, the United States has minted pennies, which literally cost us more than 2 cents. This is so wasteful. Let's rip the waste out of our great nation's budget, even if it's a penny at a time, which is true. According to the U.S. Mint, each penny actually costs 3.7 cents to make. But like a lot of things, there's a lot of things that depend on this. And there could be some major problems. First of all, if we move away from pennies, experts say this is going to cause us to need more nickels. And we're losing money on nickels also. According to the Mint, each nickel costs 13.8 cents to make.
Oh, my gosh.
So that could be a problem. Also, analysts say that this is going to cause prices to rise for consumers. So if the penny is phased out, prices are just going to be rounded up or down to a 5-cent amount. Well, let's be honest, they're probably going to be raised instead of lowered.
It's
you know?
Like eggs are already expensive. Imagine when we get rid of the penny, it's going to rise even more in every other grocery product.
Yeah, they're going to go up. So that being said, there are problems with the alternatives, which would be what? A cashless society. And everybody is kind of scared about that happening. But one reason that the government has to make so many pennies every year is just a large percentage are not in circulation anymore. People don't value them. So they're like in junk drawers at home. They're on the ground. People don't even bother to pick them up. Don't you throw them in the trash can? Like, come on.
I'm dead because I'm like, I am a penny pincher. I have a piggy bank. I have pennies in my piggy bank. I know that every time I take the trash out and you replace the trash bag, there has been a lonely penny there for the longest time. And that penny has never seen the light of day, probably.
So that's why we say if you're going to complain about the pennies going away, you better start using your pennies. That's all I'm saying. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And we have Amy on the phone. I love when you guys call and you want advice, or you want to talk about something. We are always here at 702-364-9400. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. Love you guys.
We love you. Thank you so much for calling and trusting us with your situation. Something's going on and you're a little upset, and I understand why, and you're asking for some advice. What's going on?
So I have a 4-year-old. Sweet girl, very friendly, outgoing. But lately I've noticed when I go to pick her up at daycare, she's by herself. You know, all the other kids are in little groups and they're doing their activities or they're coloring, you know, and she's by herself or she's with a teacher, but I never see her with other kids. And I don't know if it's because she's an only child and she's used to being by herself, or, you know, I don't know if she's happy. She's happy to see me when I pick her up, but I just don't know what to do to help her with that.
With socializing with other kids?
Yeah.
Does she say anything about kids being mean to her, or do the teachers say anything to you?
No, she's never, you know, when I pick her up, she seems happy. She's not like crying, that her feelings were hurt. She doesn't say anything about it.
But it kind of hurts your mom heart to see her not playing with kids.
Yeah, like, don't they like her? I mean, I don't understand.
I feel for you. I think if I saw my child alone every single time I picked him up, I'd wonder, you know, what's going on. Hang on the line here. 702-364-9400. Anybody have any advice for Amy? Maybe your kid went through that. I mean, I am not a parenting expert by any means, but I would say that every kid is different, and some kids, they do thrive kind of and being with themselves or with other adults, and that's just kind of their personality. I don't know if that's something that, you know, they'll probably grow out of. I know as a kid, I was a super social kid, but my brother, on the other hand, was the exact opposite.
Really?
He liked to be by himself. He played by himself. He built things by himself. 702-364-9400. Inez, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I was kind of in a situation growing up myself. I'm a mom of four, and I have a couple of kids that are in the same. Sometimes they just don't know how to communicate their feelings. So what I do, we sit in story circles and we read stories, and then we start sharing our feelings like that. And that seems to be working. And then stop in between the story and just ask questions and put themselves in that character and see how they feel and their emotions. And, you know, how would you feel if you were in that position? So I think maybe she just may need a little more help.
Yeah, a little push in the right direction just to initiate some conversation. That's really smart. Nathan, hey, good morning. What do you think?
I think that most parents, especially being the only child, means your first child, right? They don't come with a playbook. Yeah. I would say really important is, hey, how was your day? What was the best thing that happened in your day? What was the hardest thing happening in your day? Have a conversation with your child. But you also got to be careful, because most parents pass their feelings onto their kid instead of just letting their kid tell them how they feel.
Oh, that is so true.
I didn't even think about that.
It's interesting because, you know, you feel bad about it, but like you said, Amy, she's coming home happy. Like, she's happy. So maybe that's your feelings on being alone and not being with people, but her feelings on being alone are actually very positive. You know what I mean?
Amy, are you concerned that, is it just like a social thing? That, I mean, not social thing, but like when she grows up that she won't have the social skills that she needs?
Yeah, because I grew up very outgoing and I was always around other kids and always, you know, just out there. And her, she's like the opposite of that. So I don't know how to relate to that myself, because I wasn't like that. I was very outgoing, friendly. She seems to be a little more shy.
And maybe it's just about getting her out of her comfort zone, or maybe it's like letting it happen when she's ready for it to happen. 702-364-9400 is our number. Any advice for Amy? What are your thoughts? We're getting some great, great texts that I can't wait to read to you, Amy. Hang on the line, and more of your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. Amy is on the phone. Amy, thanks for holding. You had a situation with your daughter. You notice when you pick her up from daycare, she's just hanging out by herself, and it's really bothering you. And what is your question for everyone?
I just want to know, I mean, is that okay? Or should I get her to get more involved, find a way to get her to reach out and socialize more with these kids? Or should I just lay back and let her do her thing? Because she doesn't seem to be bothered by it. It just bothers me.
Yeah, I totally get it. We're getting some great calls. Austin's on the phone. Hey, Austin, you're on with Amy. What do you think?
Hi. So I'm actually studying to be a family therapist right now, with a heavy emphasis on children's psychology. And so, like, there's a lot of kids who want to just be alone, but since you want to teach them the social skills, it's really important to, like, organize play dates and stuff like that, so that way they can still socialize in, like, a more controlled type setting. You know, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Like, bring the kids to my house and let them have, like, playtime one-on-one.
Yeah.
That's great advice, Austin. Yeah, maybe if you know some of the moms in the school, maybe you can set up something with them. Someone just texted us saying there is a great Miss Rachel episode about how to make friends and ask them to play. Maybe try that for your daughter. Let's talk to Diana. Diana, good morning. You're on with Amy. What do you think?
Good morning. So my daughter and I were actually listening, and she wanted me to call because she said this sounds just like her. She's an only child, and growing up, she always kind of gravitated towards the adults in the classroom, kind of like a teacher's pet, or almost like she really wanted to be like the leader of the class. And I used to be really worried, but she is like the bubbliest, most outgoing social butterfly I've ever met in my life. And I think that, like, just take that as like a sign that she really is independent and really is willing to kind of stand out on her own, which I think is actually a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I get that. That sounds pretty good.
That would set my mind at ease a lot. And you know what? We're getting so many texts about. So many texts are saying it is time for an IQ test. She is smarter than the crowd. So that might be something to take into consideration. She just might be above all of their levels, you know, when it comes to intelligence.
You know, I think you're right. Because she is a pretty intelligent girl.
Yeah, just wait till she's a teenager, though, and you're going to be like, oh, no, she's too intelligent. Amy, thank you so much for your call. Hopefully some of this advice helped. A lot of people are texting us and just saying to ask more specific questions. Who did you play with? Make sure you become friends with these kids' moms. And ask the childcare workers if she ever plays with any of the other kids. Sometimes they just develop at different different ages.
And what if she just wants her alone time? She goes, I just need a social break.
I know. I mean, as an introvert, I can so relate.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Heather. You are caller 20. You ready to do this?
Woo, good morning. Yes.
All right, we've got these Tina Fey and Amy Poehler tickets for you right now with Heads Up. You just got to get six answers in 60 seconds in one of these categories. Which one do you want to go with? Saved in Drafts, On the Clock, Teddy Bear, or Italy?
Let's go Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear it is. Teddy Day was on Monday. So these are all things that are associated with bears, okay?
Okay.
All right. We just got to get six. I know we can do this.
You guys can. Heather and Mercedes, take a deep breath because your 60 seconds starts now.
A white bear is known as this kind of bear.
Polar.
Yes, this is what they, instead of hands, they have these.
Paws.
Yes. If I go up and embrace you and squeeze you really tight.
Bear hug.
Yes. This is what they do in the winter.
Hibernate.
Yes. This is another type of bear that's black and white.
Panda bear.
Yes. This is what you call a baby bear.
A cub.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That was easy.
Oh, my gosh, Heather, you are on it today. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Tickets to see Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. They're going to be back at Resorts World. You just got the tickets for free. Congratulations.
Oh, that's awesome.
Have a great time. Thank you so much for listening. And keep it here because we'll have more of these passes all week long. Next chance to win is tomorrow morning, 8:20 with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, we've been talking about it this morning, but the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launch that happened just after 6 o'clock yesterday had everyone talking. What is this? Are we being invaded by aliens? No, just SpaceX. The launch took place at Vandenberg Air Force Base in Santa Barbara County, and it could be seen for miles. Including here in Las Vegas. The bright sight left a lot of people wondering what it could be. We finally got our answer, and I just loved seeing the pictures. Some of them were really good. You guys are impressive with your phones. Man, I'm like, that is taken with a phone. Awesome. But I got a little overly excited. I did think it was aliens.
I know. I thought so too. My friend texted me the same picture. He goes, oh my God, did you see this in the sky? I said, no, what is it? He goes, dude, it's a UFO. He's convinced. 5 minutes later, he goes, never mind, it's Elon Musk.
Yeah. I was like, dang, oh, I thought it was going to be something good.
That would have been fun.
Also this morning, dozens of schools in at least 20 states across the U.S. have banned students from wearing crop talks to class, student administrator, school administrators say that kids are more likely to struggle to walk when they wear the shoes, and that could actually be really deadly in an emergency. Some principals are saying that there's safety hazards. They can twist the knees, twist the ankles, things like that. I think a lot of the issues stem from the fact that they don't wear them in sports mode. They don't use the strap behind. And that's part of the reason people are falling so much when they're wearing them.
And you know that viral sound that goes, "Days in X Games mode."
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think of when people wear that. And
that's X Games mode. Oh, my gosh. I know. They used to be a staple of my girls. Like, they wore Crocs everywhere. They got the gibbets and everything. And now one of my daughters still wears her Crocs all the time. They're her after practice shoe. Like, she has her practice shoes and then she has her Crocs for after practice.
They won't ban that, right? Like, they won't say, like, let's say she's going to volleyball practice and she has her Crocs to change into. They won't ban at practice.
I just think it's just school. Yeah.
I'm thinking about my Crocs, honestly. They no longer shape the foot, my foot anymore. I think maybe because I've left them outside and they've melted in the sun a little bit.
Oh, and they probably got hard too because of the heat.
And they're too tight on me now. So I just use them real quick. Like, if I have to go throw the trash out real quick, I'll put my Crocs on.
Oh, rip Crocs. They're done.
No.
Finally, this morning, there's a controversial new trend that is really dividing social media. And it's the email like a man trend. Have you seen this one?
No.
It's a TikTok viral trend that teaches working women to add less fluff and more force in their business related emails. So it shows like women editing a work email and taking out all the cutesy speak, all the unnecessary pleasantries, punctuation marks, emojis, to make her message strong and straightforward. Email like a man, a no-nonsense businessman. Well, people are noticing that they're getting a lot of backlash when they do this. It's a call to action to inspire these masculine interactions, but they say that this could be a major mistake for women of the corporate world. They're getting responses like, "Why are you being so aggressive? Why are you in a bad mood?" Yet the men that send those same emails are not getting those types of responses. They're saying that this could be hurtful because it's more about communicating in a friendly, direct way without taking the friendliness out of the exchange.
I do not like this. If I was told, like, you need to email more like a man and to sound more serious, I would be like, excuse me? Well, first of all, we send tons of emails back and forth. I don't feel like I put in like too much cutesy stuff or, you know, like the fluff stuff. I feel like I'm pretty direct and to the point, but I don't think I sound like a man.
I think I already email like a man and I text like a man too. And people say things to me that I come across as harsh and not nice. And I don't mean that at all. In my mind, it's sounding one way. When it gets to people, they're taking it a different way. So yeah, I don't do a lot of the cutesy pleasantries and, "Hi, how are you? Great to see you." I'm like, "Hey, can we meet at 10 for this?" And then people are like, "Are you okay? You're mad?" I'm like, "No, I'm sorry. I'm not putting little heart emojis in my messages to you."
Mercedes, sometimes you do text and I'm like, you sound mean.
I try so hard to, like, I'm really trying to be conscious with my text to you because you've said that before. And I get it. I'm straight. I'm to the point. But in my mind, it's not mean. It's like the whole joke was when I respond with the word "sure." And in my mind, I'm saying "sure." And in your mind, I'm saying "sure."
Yes, that's exactly
I'm
it.
Like, oh.
But what's funny is one time you caught yourself. I asked you a question and you go, "Sure." And then seconds later, I see the bubbles at your type. You're like, "Never mind. I mean, I would absolutely love to do that next week."
I just need you to know I am in a good mood. I am not being mean. I promise.
Well, we love you. Don't worry about it.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Do you hide something from your significant other? Maybe it's just a small little thing, like, hey, you picked up a new jacket that you saw at the mall, or maybe you decided you were going to, I don't know, subscribe to some streaming service, but they were mad because they didn't want to pay the monthly fee. What is it that you have hidden from your significant other? Because this stat really surprised me. 60% of women are hiding something from their husbands. In heterosexual relationships, 60% of women are hiding something from their husbands. Now, I don't expect for you to admit to it, but if you are willing to, you can remain anonymous or we can change your name. What do you hide from your significant other? Or what do you feel like you're not necessarily hiding, but it's like just information that they don't need to know? Like, it's fine that they don't know it. 702-364-9400. Do you hide something from James?
I do. It's something silly. Last week, he bought me Hi Chews. It's my favorite candy of all time. And he, I think, thinks that when he buys something for me, that we can share it, that it's also his, which in consideration, yes, we can share. But these are mine, buddy. These are no longer yours. You bought them for me. So when he, this past weekend, Super Bowl, it's snack fest. We're eating a lot. He grabs a handful of Hi Chews. I'm like, those are mine. He goes, they're ours. Technically, I bought them too. So I noticed he was eating a lot of them, so I hid the rest of the bag from him so he can no longer...
Oh, so you like physically hide stuff from him. Physically. It's not like a secret hiding. It's no. Like you physically hide things from him.
Yes, I have to, because he'll eat it all.
What is it that you hide from your spouse? 702-364-9400. Amanda, what is it for you?
Hi. It's not anything really big. It's kind of silly, but I have a little obsession with plants and succulents, and I tend to buy a whole flat of them at a time, and if I don't know where they're going to go, I'll hide them in my office until I find the spots, because I also share between my friends, so if something pops up and he notices, I'll just go, oh, yeah, that was from so-and-so, or that's been there for a long time. I don't know. I can't believe you haven't seen that.
He doesn't need to know about your succulent obsession. I totally support that. You're doing something good for the environment. What he doesn't know is not going to hurt him.
Yeah, what he don't know, don't hurt him, Amanda.
Heather, good morning. What are you hiding from your significant other?
Good morning. More of a confidence kind of hide. His daughter confides a lot in me. So if she asks me not to tell him something in confidence, I don't. I try and give her advice and tell her, oh, maybe you should let dad know about this, but your secret's safe with me. And I would never cross that boundary of trust.
That's interesting, Heather, because that's a tricky spot to be in. I find that with my kids, too. Like, they'll tell me something and they'll be like, don't tell dad. And I'm like so torn. I'm like, ah.
Because you love them both.
Yeah.
But they tell you something in trust and it's like, well, I'll never have their trust again and be able to help them through situations. God forbid they're stuck at a party and they need somebody to call. You know, I want to be there for them, but I also feel horrible hiding something from my spouse.
Yeah. The way I look at it, like if he starts asking, you know, questions like, did you know what's going on with her? Or, like, did she say anything? It's like, you got to ask her. And that's, I kind of put it back on her because, yeah, I don't want to lose that trust. There is something I definitely hide from my husband.
Fess up, Mercedes.
I hide if someone is mean to me or says something rude to me, I do not tell him because the second I tell him, it is war on him to that person. Like there was someone that was like pretty horrible to both of us, but especially to me.
Mm-hmm. And so I know who you're talking about.
And I was like, I can't tell him because he will not be a nice person to this person. And I finally, like, I don't know what it was. I think I had a glass of wine one night and I told him. The guy was livid. He's like, if I ever see her, she is going to hear it from me. He's like, I hope I run into her. If I run into her at the store, she's not going to even, like, she's never going to want to see me again. And I'm like, oh, I should have never told you that happened.
I love being friends with Matt because Matt will not be afraid to confess or feel like there's something wrong. He's a confrontational person you'd have in your life.
You will always get the truth out of him, no matter what. It's Mix 94.1.